Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. When I used to go to camp, I guess as a counselor, went to a camp quite three summers, same camp as a counselor. They'd have a campfire on Thursday night and, preach, everybody sitting on bleachers kind of up around a campfire. And then they'd give them a challenge, and ask for commitments, dedication. Anybody that wasn't saved, most everybody was saved. But commitment, to come down, pick up a stick and throw it on the fire. I think it's fairly common at camps. I want my life to burn out for God or something like that, make a commitment and so on. And while they did that there, and we had some good, meaningful services there, they would sing again and again and again a little chorus. With eternity's values in view, Lord, with eternity's values in view, may I live each day unto Jesus with eternity's values in view. And that chorus made an impression on me. It's got a few verses. I found the song. We tried learning it at the college once or twice. That chorus made an impression on me. I want to live my life with eternity's values in view. I got thinking the other day, what has value in eternity? If we're going to sing with eternity's values in view, then maybe, and if we're going to live with eternity's values in view, which would be a good way to live, well, what does have value in eternity? Matthew chapter, and I announced that, didn't I? 6, and I didn't find it yet. I got a paper clip over it. Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And, you get that. You get the story of the rich fool over there in Luke, and that's another message. But, he was a rich fool. He had all the treasures. He was going to tear down his barns and build bigger. And then he was going to retire and say to my soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry. He was going to retire. Except this night shall thy soul be required of thee. And the Bible calls him the rich fool because God says to him, thou fool. But he wasn't a fool because he was mentally deficient. He was a smart guy, had a lot of money. But he was a fool because he lived his life as if there were no God. He was a fool because he lived his life as if what was in the barn could make him happy and bring joy and so on. He valued the wrong things. He was putting his emphasis the wrong place. And you think about what has value in eternity. Certainly money has no value in eternity. The things that money buys doesn't really have any value in eternity. Now, I mean, you got to have money and you need a job and you got to pay your bills, and I'm in favor of, being sound financially and paying your bills. And one thing, students we get from Blessed Hope, I mean, they're workers and they're bill payers. I mean, they pay their bills and work with that. My bills are current. I, put some money aside for if I ever get old or whatever. And you're not supposed to laugh then. But, I believe it. But none of that has any value in eternity. And the pleasures of this life, Luke 16:25, rich man had it good, Lazarus had it rough, but all the pleasures he had down here don't have any value to him in eternity. He's in hell. Your position, your pride have no value in eternity. The only thing that's on earth that is eternal is a soul. Matthew 16:26, Mark 8:36-37. I'm just kind of reading an outline here. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The only thing I think, the only thing that's on earth that's going to last forever is a soul. That being the case, I want to, number one, make sure I'm saved. If you're here today and you're not sure whether or not you're going to heaven when you die, you want to settle that today. I want to make sure I'm safe. I'm going to die someday. We don't know when, but I am going to die. My dad was getting older, and he was talking with me one day about, you know, and we didn't have a lot of money really, but just, you know, son, now remember, I've got this money here and this money there. Make sure you file these papers and do. And he said, I was thinking one day, you know, if I die. And then I thought, this is my dad who was unsaved at the time. Then he said, I thought, you know, that's a silly thought. What do you mean, if I die? When I die? I'm going to die. Not necessarily today, but I'm going to. And I ought to live. I want to make sure I know where I'm going when I die. I want to go to heaven. Because my soul's going to live forever. I'd certainly rather be with Lazarus in heaven than with the rich man in hell. Since your soul is eternal, we ought to, and this, or a soul is eternal, number one, we ought to be sure, you ought to be sure you're saved. Number two, I should spend my time trying to win other people to Christ. That's why we call it the Great Commission in Matthew 28. I mean, it's the Great Commission because it's a great commission. It's our job as Christians is try and win others to Christ, try and get other people saved, because souls are all that's here that's eternal. And the final words of Jesus and so on. There'll be a reward in heaven for soul winning. Daniel 12:3, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. It's close to a quote. There'll be a reward for a bold witness. Mark 8:38, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. But anyhow, Matthew 10:32-33 talks about a reward for witness, a bold witness. I want to be a bold witness. My service for God will be rewarded in heaven. Matthew 25, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to spend my life serving God. And how do you serve God? You serve others. I mean, you know, you can't, offering plates came by and you drop some money. You say, I gave that to God. Well, the only way you can give it to God is give it to others. Give it to the church. I mean, you can't, you know, God here, do you want it? He's got what he needs in heaven. You give to others. I want my well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to spend my life serving others. And the way we serve God is by serving others. There'll be a reward for being eager for his return, 2 Timothy 4:8. And I want to be anticipating him. I want to spend my life trying to do something here that's going to have value in eternity. You know, I made some comment about being younger or something. Several of you laughed, and obviously, you know, I mean, I'm more than halfway there, a good bit more than halfway there. But on the other hand, none of us know, you know, you heard of the accident with the Avalars, 7-year-old boy. He's in heaven today. And so on. None of us know when we're going. We want to spend our life here doing something that'll have value when we get to heaven, that'll have value in eternity. And I want to live my life with eternity's values in view. May I live each day unto Jesus with eternity's values in view. Father, thank you that we can do things here that will make a difference in eternity. Pray for anybody here this morning that's not sure they're saved, that they'd settle that before they leave. They can know they're going to heaven. Pray for many of us, the rest of us, to be a bold witness and to share the gospel with others, that others could know the Savior and go to heaven. Help us to live our life with eternity's values in view. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.